PFT Media.
Be sure to pick up your copy of the Daily City Pocket Piper to Fall in Locations, Benjamin French Bakery, Whippoorwill, The Nick, Downtown Information Center, North Carter Market, New Moon Market, Fat Comedy Lab, The Gallery at Mills Pork, The Gallery at Mills Pork, Pick Floyd's, Quantum Leap Winery, District at Mills, Kelly's Homemade Ice Cream, Park Ave CDs, Peas for Pie, East End Market, Drunken Monkey, and Barton Melee.
Well, 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 here we are again on the Orlando Opinions Poopcast. My name is Mark Baratelli. You can call me Bartles and James. You can call me Sweet Pappy Pussyface. I don't care. Just call me, bitch. Call me. All right, so I have been drinking. We are sponsored by a local alcohol company who shall remain nameless. They told me, they were like, we want to sponsor you, but we don't want you to mention our name. We don't want to be associated with you. And I said, hey, I know. Been there, done that. Bought the postcard. Speaking of 65-year-old women. Okay, let's just get to the story. Okay, first of all, for those of you new to the show, this is where I'm a local Orlando person. I have a blog, and I talk about a few Orlando stories and poke fun at things in Orlando, and mostly sometimes poke fun at myself. Excuse me. Okay, the first story is Orlando Sentinel is amazing because they put us, my indoor farmers market, on the front page of their website on July 1st, 2019. And our event is July 28th, so thank you very much, Orlando Sentinel. But according to Orlando Sentinel, 600 Lime bikes were bought by UCF last year. Not bought, brought to UCF last year. And now they're gone because Lime said, we're out of here, peace. And Lime is like, we want to replace them with little scooters. So when I think about Lime scooters, I've read the stories, and Lime scooters get littered everywhere, left everywhere. But I also think that I get why Lime would want to do scooters versus bikes, because, hello, there's less objects on the product to be repaired, number one. So, like, with a bike, you got the chain, you got the thing that runs, because they're powered, and there's a solar panel, and there's a wheel, and there's probably a bell on there, I don't know. With a scooter, there's like two wheels and a stick that you put your hands on and a stick you put your feet on. I mean, and they probably cost like $5. I was walking through downtown with a friend of mine who is a millennial, and she's very intelligent, and she was looking at the bikes, and she felt sorry because someone had left the bikes on the sidewalk and they were just kind of on their side. And I said, excuse me. I said, I know that, like, you look at the bike and think, oh, that must have cost $500. It's so expensive. How can you disrespect? But I'm like, this is a huge company, and they probably buy so many bikes all at once that the bike we're looking at right now that's laying on its side, looking half dead, we're looking at the bike. That thing probably cost $35 because they're buying like 10,000 at once. And also, number four, you are talking about a company that is like a multi-international conglomerate. Like, if I set that bike on fire, I wouldn't be sad. I would be sad if it was somehow illegal or I got arrested. But, like, it's a big, huge company. Don't feel bad for big companies, but do work for them. Okay, so anyways, they want to do the same thing that they did at UCF, take away the bikes, replace them with scooters. They want to do the same thing in the city, in downtown Orlando. So, like, and the bikes apparently are really popular downtown. 35,000 rides of these bikes have been ridden since they came to Orlando. And it's great. I mean, it's good, and I don't care. That's basically, I don't care, because I don't ride them. Here's the thing about me, okay? I'm a grown-ass woman, and I'm not going to rent a bike. I'm too... Look, I can't afford to shop a Millennia, but I know I'm too good, you know, to ride a bike. But I would say, but I would tell you this, I would ride a scooter because a bike is like, I have long legs. I should have been a drag queen. Whenever I think about myself on a bike, the reason I don't ride one is because I think about Kermit the Frog in the original Muppet movie, and he's, or maybe it was the Muppets Take Manhattan. He's riding a bike. That's what I look like riding a bike. Plus, I'm like 400 years old. So I'm a 400-year-old person riding a bike in downtown Orlando. I just don't want to, I don't want people to think I'm like, you know, I want to be, oh, look at me. I'm cool. I'm hip. I'm with the kids. That's why I don't ride it. But a scooter, I might ride, because that actually sounds like fun. All right, next story. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, Daily City. So, holy rich people. I went to dinner last night at the University Club. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. University Club is downtown Orlando. It's the first, second, third, fourth stories of this apartment building that I don't even know if it's open yet. It's like faces Lake Eola, but it's at the corner of Central and it's not Magnolia, it's Magenta, Mufasa, something. And it was real fancy. But it was a Friday night. A friend of mine is a member. Oh, yes, I know rich people, bitch. A friend of mine is a member. It's gorgeous on the inside. The food is really good. The wine is really good. I enjoyed myself. I got a little tour. I got to see the gym. I got to see the little areas where there's like just chairs facing other chairs. And there's all this art on the wall of like, there's like, they've taken maps and old shit from the History Center probably and thrown it and like made them really big. So, like, the whole place feels like you're in a historic, it's like a mix between historical and modern at the same time in the building. After dinner was over, we decided we want to go get coffee and dessert. So we go to a coffee and dessert place. I will not tell you what neighborhood this coffee and dessert place is. I will not tell you the name of this coffee and dessert place. And so we go in to this coffee shop, which shall remain nameless because I love businesses and I don't shit on them because I am a business and I would not like to be shit on. But I will tell you something. I decided, because our meal was paid for by my friend, that I would pay for whatever the hell the three of us, total three of us, wanted to get. So each of us wanted a coffee beverage. Each of us wanted a little what the fuck are they called? A sweet? The baked good. For three coffees and three baked goods, it was $30. I will say this. I do not regularly purchase these objects. I do not because here's the thing. I read an article, and it, you didn't have to tell me twice. I read an article that said there's more caffeine in coffee than there is in shots of espresso. So I stopped buying the $5, $6, $7 coffee drinks and have been drinking the $2.50 coffee drinks at Starbucks and everywhere else for like months. So I'm not used to buying expensive coffee drinks. I also don't buy desserts because my idea of a dessert, when I want a dessert, is when I'm depressed. I go to Publix. I pay $3.50 for a bag of Chips Ahoy. I go home. I eat the whole bag. You know, next time I'll film myself. I think it's called a mukbang. Or that. So I'm not used to buying these objects. I'm also not used to buying things for other people because even though I have a gay man who is my gay man partner, like we don't buy, it's just two of us. So like we never, $30 for three coffees and three desserts probably is normal. You all are probably used to it, but I was shocked because at the end of because it literally took the enjoyment out of what we were doing. We came to get coffee and dessert, but $30, I was like, that's like the most expensive thing at Seasons 52, I believe, is their filet mignon. And it's like low 30s, high 20s. And that's what I thought. Like, maybe it's just me. I'm going to go get a lime scooter. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Next topic. So the Daily City is a thing that I own and I run. And right now I'm learning how to... There's a problem I'm looking to solve where I have our Instagram account has, I think, about 18,000 fans. And I went on one of those websites where you can put our name into it to tell if the fans are real, if the engagement is good. And for the most part, our fans are real. There's a percentage that are like bots, which I don't know where they come from. They come automatically. I don't know. I don't buy any followers because I'm not going to waste a dime. You know me, I'm cheap. You know, $30 for coffee. I'm a cheap person. So, we have a lot of followers, and we're getting followers consistently. What the website told me is that the amount, number, and time... anyways, it said all of our followers are coming in at a normal rate. It doesn't look like we're buying followers, and it also doesn't look like we're doing that thing where we have contests. This is a way to build followers, too, where you're like, hey, tag a friend, follow us, tag the more friends you tag, and then you might win this coupon. Apparently, that's frowned upon. We don't do that. So we have good followers, but if you look at our engagement, it's real low. It's real low. And we are putting good stories out there. We're putting news stories out there. We're putting relevant stories out there. So I watched some YouTube videos on how do I get people to do this engagement, get more engagement, get more engaged in what we're putting out there. And one of the techniques I watched on the video is replying to comments. That means like someone leaves a comment on your picture, and then you have to reply to it. All right. I'm a person who likes to sit behind a microphone, hide. I like to put on events. I like to hide. So I'm not used to like talking to the people that read my shit. So I'm sitting here and I'm someone will leave a comment and just, I feel so fake because I know as a business, what I'm doing is I'm like, okay, I have to, I'm doing this for business purposes. I'm not a talkative person. I'm an outgoing person. I am beautiful. So I'm leaving these comments, and I also watched this Gary Vaynerchuk video who literally chastises you and shames you for not replying to comments. They're like, your people are sitting here leaving you comments. It's insulting to them to not comment back and reply. Okay, Jesus Christ. But, so I leave these comments and I would tell you it's hard, but as I do it, it gets more easier. You are because you feel fake. Cause like, I don't want to talk back to you. That's not the nature of my personality, but you have to do it. So it feels fake at first. And then as I do it, it gets easier. But then you're supposed to also comment when people tag their friends on a post. You're supposed to comment and say, thank you for joining our community. This is what our community is all about. Or say something. You're still supposed to comment. I just want to say right now, life is hard. My life is harder than yours. Next topic. Do-do-do-do-do. A new Mexican-themed hot dog cart called Cholo Dogs will be serving Saturdays and Sundays starting in August at Wally's, according to the fine folks at Bungalower. Now, if you don't know this about me, I have been working in the food truck industry since 2011. I put on food truck events. So I have observed for 8 years how hard it is to own, operate, and run a food truck. How hard it is to run, own, and operate a food trailer. But a hot dog cart, which is essentially you can like tie it with a rope to the back of your car and it's full of just like hot water and objects that are really, really cheap that you buy from Restaurant Depot, I could totally do that. Because now I'm not saying that that's what Cholo Dogs is doing. Of course, I don't know them. I don't know what they're doing. I'm talking about my own cart, my own dream hot dog cart. But what I would do is, because the thing about food truck life is that it's really hard. If you have a food truck, the nature of a food truck you don't ever want to do. It's very difficult because the nature of the Central Florida food truck scene is that you drive from Orlando and then you might have a monthly event on the coast. You might have a monthly event in Windermere. You might have a monthly event in downtown. I mean, you are on the road constantly. And a lot of these old trucks from the 70s and 80s and 90s don't have air conditioning, don't have radio. That you show up, you drive the truck, you get to the event, and after an hour drive, you are already sweaty. Then you've got to set up your truck for an hour to 2 hours. Then you've got to work it for 3 hours. Then you've got to break it down for an hour. Then you got to get back into the sweatmobile and drive an hour or more longer to your concession stand. It's not a kitchen. It's a something. I don't know. Anyway, So, but a hot dog cart would be great. A trailer is the best idea because you get to drive these long distances in your car with the radio, with the air conditioning, with cushion seating. And the thing, the food truck is behind you tied to the back of your car. But if you talk to a food truck owner, they're going to say that that's really hard. Or if you talk to a trailer owner, it's really hard because the setting up of the trailer is very difficult. You have to unhook it, and then you have to unhitch it. Then you have to put the sticks underneath it. Then you have to make sure it's settled. And then you have to like tie it back up to your car. But a hot dog cart. Oh, and also when you have a truck or a trailer, you have to put it somewhere legally where it's allowed to be. You can't just park this thing in front of your house. So a hot dog cart is like the best. You could put that thing in your garage. You could put it in your backyard and drape a piece of fabric over it, depending on, you know, the fanciness or non-fanciness of your neighborhood. I am going to open a hot dog cart because it's all about branding, right? Like a hot dog cart is solid on all four sides. So if you get a good graphic designer, make a great brand, it's going to look really cool. And then you do hot dogs. How much can hot dogs cost? It's a hot dog. Buns. What's going to be your high cost? It's nothing. But if you like do that cool branding with the good photos on Instagram, you can charge $6, $7, $8 for a hot dog. I mean, of course, I'm oversimplifying it. There's probably like 100 costs that I'm not even talking about. And I've been hitting the sauce. So anyways, everybody out there, open a hot dog cart or be lazy and enjoy and support Cholo Dogs, which will be opening in August, Saturdays and Sundays in front of Wally's on Mills Avenue. All right, we're going to leave it off on that. My name is Mark Baratelli. Listen, I'm Mark Baratelli and I'm Mark Baratelli. So when you think about yourself tonight and you're laying in bed and your sheets are caressing the backside of your thighs, just remember, # Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.